put in for you guys.
Hi, Deborah and Raleigh?
Yes.
Hi, my name's Jesse. I'm the specialist in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you guys doing today?
Okay.
Okay, I'm glad to hear it. So I know you were actually speaking with my mapping coordinator, Lulu. She just wanted me to jump on the line and kind of go over the product details and pricing with you. But did you have any questions at all about the program besides the price, how it works, what's going on?
I don't think so.
Okay. So you kind of understand it then, everything?
Yes, you're not Angie. But
no,
y'all work kind of like Angie does.
No.
Like that.
No.
They advertise for you.
No, so we're completely different than what Angie's List is.
Okay.
So you're with Home Advisor, right? As well as Angie's List?
Yes.
Okay. So you're paying for leads, right?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what we do isn't a lead generation service. We actually make it so unlimited calls are going directly to your phone. For a month-to-month price. So, instead of, charging you for that lead that you may not get or whatever it may be, you pay for that month-to-month price to have your company as a one of the top recommended people there on the first page of Google, right? So if people search for your services without knowing the name of your company, they'll be able to find you. Does that kind of make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, great. So, and the major benefit in it is an exclusive listing, so we only actually work with one business per industry per area to maximize the phone calls that our clients are getting directly to them. So, I mean, I'm sure you both see value in being placed on search engines in front of your competitors, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, and just out of curiosity, so I've seen here, I'm pulling up the notes, I see you've been in business for 2 years, right? Well, so congratulations on, getting through the past 2 years. I'm sure it wasn't easy starting a business in 2020, right?
I don't know. When we first started, my first job was 2 blocks from my house. Our first job started in a week after we opened the company. And ever since then, we've been we've had off days, not very many, but we've had some off time, mm-hmm. especially during the winter. But from that on, we've been doing pretty good.
Yeah, you know what? I would say that's actually very true with especially remodeling companies. I think that when people were stuck inside, looking at their houses, they're then thinking, oh, well, maybe I should do that and this. And, so it really was giving people a perspective on the things that they needed done to their homes.
Well,
so
the storms really helped us out. I hate to see people lose stuff, but the storms really did help us out here.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I mostly mean it was probably hard starting a business in 2020 just to, because it was 2020. Not because you're not getting business in, it was just I think it was just a hard year, right?
It was kind of hard to get started, but once we got started, it all worked out good.
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, and that's really what I like to hear. We actually, we want to work with businesses that are really doing the work, that are doing quality work, so that you'll be that person on Google that people can see, right? So that, when they refer their friends and family, they'll be able to find you there, see your website. Because as of right now, I don't really see a whole lot for you online. I mean, I do see your Home Advisor listing, but that's pretty much it, right? You don't really have much else online, correct?
We don't have anything except for Facebook when we got.
Oh, you do have a Facebook. Okay. Well, that's great. So that's a good start. So basically, just to get down into it, what we do here is set at a 2-month verbal agreement. That doesn't mean that you're, in a contract or paying 2 months up front. It's just a verbal agreement. It is going to be set at a flat fixed rate that's never going to go up on you of $299 month to month, okay? So it normally comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover the programming, but I really want to help you both out, you know, and I like you. So I'll go ahead and waive that setup fee today just to get you started. So it is going to be $299 month to month, okay? So what that is going to be, that's going to be your Google local optimization setup there for that spotlight position there on the map section of Google. We will get you in with Facebook ads as well as initial content creation on Bing. We do submit your company with up to 60 directory listings with the most popular like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, and then exposure that covers mobile devices including iPhones, Androids, tablets, and voice-activated systems like Alexa. Okay? So we literally cover all your bases.
Hang on one second, please.
Sure, sure. No problem.
That's inside the house. How did that dog get out of my house? I'm sorry, my neighbor called and said it's pouring down rain, and I have eight dogs.
Oh, my gosh.
Seven of them know how to escape. And I figured it out.
Seven of your dogs got out?
Our main one.
Oh, you have a main dog?
Yeah. My little Palm,
she's about 20 years old.
She's an old dog, and she's got a heart rhythm problem, so I baby her, and she's out in the pouring rain.
Oh, poor thing. Oh,
she loves water.
She likes the water?
I'm sorry?
Oh, he said she likes the water? I didn't know. Yeah. Pomeranians did like the water. I thought they were not.
Hey, your parents wanted to, and she'll be in it all day.
Oh, was your neighbor able to grab your dog, though? I mean, hopefully she's all right.
Oh, yeah, she said she's safe and warm and comfortable. Keep a gizzard, or I'll take her.
Oh, my gosh, I love it. I just love towns where, you know, people just know people and, you know, they look out for you, you know. I live in Southern California. We don't really get that very often around here. Most people don't even know their neighbor's names, so it's just really heartwarming.
We rescue animals.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. So that's why you have seven dogs.
And then we find them good homes.
Oh, cool. Oh, that's awesome. You know, I used to work at a vet. So, you know, I've worked at a couple of different animal places, but I really love that you guys rescue dogs. That's so cool. You know, they need good homes too. But so what are your other dogs? Are they big dogs, little dogs?
Both. We got a Chihuahua and Pomeranian mix. We got a poodle. Let's see. Cookie is the Chihuahua Pomeranian. Gizmo is my poodle. Sassy is the Palm. Cooper is the Australian Shepherd.
Okay.
Diesel is my kid.
The baby puppy.
Oh, Barbie doll is a Spitz and Palm.
A Pitbull and a Pomeranian mix?
No, the pit bull is full blood.
Oh, full blood.
And then we have a pit and a Pomeranian mix. She's the baby. And then that's Barbie doll. And then we've got Mama doll, which came to us pregnant, and she she's the whore of the neighborhood, so she stays pregnant. But we don't know how to keep her in the yard.
Oh, my gosh. What is she? What kind of dog is she?
And then we got a male shih tzu. And we just
recently. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
The male shih tzu is about 12 years old.
Yeah. Oh, I love all their names.
The male shih tzu is, I call him Mr. B, but his name is BJ. And
okay.
The lady we got him from, we found him one, we live in the country. We found him wandering the road out in the country, and this particular house was the closest to this dog. She said, I hate that dog. I just wish that dog would just keep on going and not know, forget where it lives. So we talked her out of it. Brought him home. He was so caked and so mad at that we had to shave him, and his eyes had hair growing under and around the eyes that he went blind.
Oh.
And so we still got him.
It costs a lot of money to vet.
Yeah. I got one that's got to have medicine every day.
Is that the main one?
That's the Pomeranian. That's why she's my baby. She's got fluid on her lungs, and it drains into her heart.
And they said
as long as we don't, it does not reverse the blood draining into the lungs, this medicine will be okay, but she's on the medicine for the rest of her life.
Oh, yeah.
And she's real close to 20.
I've had her about seven.
That's 20
is super old for a dog. I mean, I've heard of cats living that long, but not dogs.
She acts like she's 5 years old.
Oh, yeah, she's the boss of the house, huh?
Oh, yeah. Her name is May May.
May May. Okay, I thought maybe that one was sassy.
She is sassy. She is sassy, but we call her May. Her name is Sassy May.
Oh, okay.
And then we had one, another sassy that would eat my clothes. Didn't want his, but ate my clothes. And I went to work one day with a big old hole in the crotch of my pants. And I could not figure out why my legs were cold.
Oh.
And I went to the bathroom and I had a big old hole I could fit my fist through.
Wait a minute. Oh,
no.
Oh, yeah. And we don't ever find the material.
It's just like having a kid, right?
It is. That's why she's gone.
That's why we got
eight
kids.
Yeah. Oh,
but no,
man.
And then I had another shih tzu her name, I don't remember her name. Gabby. And Gabby was damn ugly. Oh, my God, that was an ugly-looking shih tzu. Looked like you hit her in the face with a frying pan. She looked like an ape.
My grandma always had shih tzus, always. She loved shih tzus. They're just like one of the best dogs, right? You know, they don't shed. They're really mellow. You know, they're really great dogs. I love shih tzus.
Well, I got one at the house. She had eight puppies, and I sold every one of her puppies for $500
apiece. Wow. Okay. All right. So, you know, that's a pretty good way to get, you know, some extra money and get them good homes. And
And I don't know how the little whore manages it, but that little whore, she will manage to get pregnant where she has them in the wintertime.
Oh, well, I'm pretty sure dogs are only pregnant for a couple of months, right? Like, what is it, like 4 or 5 months?
60 days.
Oh, that's it? 60 days?
60 to 63 days.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's way less than I thought. Oh,
she's a beautiful mama. She really is. She's a wonderful mama.
Yeah. How many litters has she had so far?
Two. And the first one was she came to us pregnant, and then she got out one day, and she came back pregnant.
The first time she was pregnant, she was pregnant with a poodle.
Yeah. Okay.
And those puppies were so gorgeous. I mean, they had the curly hair, the wavy hair, and they were gorgeous.
Oh, they. Oh, really? Yeah, that sounds like a cute mix, like a Shih Tzu with curly hair.
And they were black and tan. They looked like little miniature Rottweilers when they were born.
Oh, that's great. Did you ever find out who the dad? So you found out who the dad was, right? Since you knew they were poodle mixes.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Yeah. The second time she got pregnant, by a Chihuahua.
A Chihuahua. Okay. Were those as cute?
Now the puppies from the Chihuahua and the mama turned out looking just like her first baby. Because he was black and tan, she's black, so all the puppies come out black and tan. And out of all of them, they all look like shit trees but one. There was one slick hair, the rest of them was long-haired like the shit tree.
Oh, that's so interesting. That's so they, mama has dominant genes then.
Yes. I wanted to keep every one of them, but I couldn't afford that. We've had as many as 25 dogs at one time.
Oh, wow. Do you guys have a property?
Yeah, we got
38.
30 acres? Oh, that's nice. Oh, that sounds really nice, especially, where you're located. I'm sure it's really, amazing land, right?
We got donkeys, horses, goats, chickens. Yeah, we had all that at one time.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I lived on a farm in Wisconsin. Sure, it was a little bit colder than where you are, though.
I had a goat. If I'd go outside, I drank a couple of beers every day after work. One day I walked outside with a beer in my hand. My belly goat kind of took it away from me.
Your beer? It took away your beer?
Yeah. Grabbed it by the top and turned it up and drank every bit of it.
Oh, my gosh. Goats are so funny.
I got pictures of it.
Drank
beer with it.
Oh, my God. I'd have to see those. Are they on your Facebook?
No.
I sat there and hold the beer up for him and pour it in his mouth. He sat there and drank the whole damn can.
That's hilarious. That is so funny.
Every day, he wanted his beer.
I tell you how bad he liked it.
My wife left, Chevy left the back door open one day. He come in the house and took his horns and opened the refrigerator looking for a beer.
Oh, so you turned your goat into an alcoholic?
I have an alcoholic goat.
Oh, my gosh. That's so. Do you still have the goat?
Not that one. He finally died.
Oh, goats really are like the dogs of farm animals, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just love them. They're so friendly, and, I just love goats, really. They are great pets and animals. So, well, at least your dog is all right, so that's good, right? your Pomeranian. So just to get, a little bit back to it, I know we kind of got off on it, but, so do you guys think that you'll want to move forward with the package?
What do you think? Yeah, he said we do. But we're gonna have to wait a little bit until we can bring in some more money to be able to pay y'all.
Okay. Okay.
But we do want to do it.
It'll be about 2 weeks before we can do it.
Okay. So is it just the price that's holding you back now? Because, I don't want to sound pushy or anything, but you know, like I was saying, it would be an exclusive listing. So,
yes, it is. The only thing holding us back right now is mainly the money.
Okay.
I'm going through surgery right now, which that don't bother our business, but I'm going through
right.
surgery right now, and it's costing me a lot of money for that. And
right.
I'm going through that surgery. I fell and hurt my shoulder. I'm having to have surgery done on my shoulder. In 2 weeks, though, we ought to be able to do something unless y'all can give us some other kind of payment plan and we can start it that way. And with that, we'd be interested in doing it that way if y'all want to do it now.
Well, so the one thing I can do for you both is I can go ahead and bring do the pro package just to get you started. So, you know, that price was $299, right? But I could do the pro package, which would be $199. And then I could, you know, and that would include everything that I talked about. You know, also we'll get you a website as well. The only difference is it wouldn't be the Facebook ads, but you could always add those on later on if you would like.
Okay. Yeah, he said go ahead and do it.
Okay. All right, great. So, is it going to be under both of your names, or is there going to be like a main person on the account? How do you guys want to set that up?
Just me.
Just you. Okay. So Deborah, your
just
first name. Oh,
just
sorry.
Put it under R&D, but put it under her name.
Okay. Okay. No, totally fine. I'll go ahead and do that.
R&D is the name of the company.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, well, at least, Raleigh, I'll put you on as an authorized user. So, you know, if you ever need to talk to us or anything, you can call in and get information. So you'll be an authorized user on the account. I just need to know basically who's the main person on it. So which one of you want to do that?
Thanks.
So, okay, great. So Deborah, and then I know Deborah is spelled a couple of different ways. Do you spell it D-E-B-R-A-R-A-H? I forget. It's D-E-B-R-A.
D-E-B-R-A.
Okay, okay. And then do you have a middle initial?
R.
R, okay. And then your last name?
Clemens, C-L-E-M-M-O-N-S.
O-N-S. Okay. And then what is the best email for you?
Okay. It's all lowercase. And
okay.
It's DeborahRClemens@gmail.com.
Okay. So just your name. That's pretty easy. And so then the best number to always get a hold of you is going to be this phone number, the 396.
Yes.
Okay. So, and then...
Yeah.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Raleigh's not allowed to have a phone because he breaks his foot.
Oh, that's hilarious. well, at least we have your phone.
Well, this year I've already bought him too.
Two? Oh, man. Oh, well, just buy him a flip phone. Yeah. He doesn't need anything fancy, you know?
Then I don't stay off the phone because I'm talking about all my...
Because you're talking about what?
All of his girlfriends.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. You guys are just have me rolling. I swear. It's just so funny. Jeez. Oh, that is hilarious. I need to get some advice from you. really. Deborah, what's the best address for you guys?
P.O. Box 1350.
Okay. So, for Google, you're actually not allowed to use a P.O. Box. Do you have an actual address?
Yeah, it's 18 19,
okay. Uh-huh.
Cottonwood Road.
Okay. And that's which city?
Leesville.
Okay. So, 7-1-4-3-6. This address, it doesn't have to be listed anywhere. It's just so that they can send you out your PIN verification code. Google just doesn't want you to be, you know, working out of your car or something like that. So that's why they don't send it to a PO box. So they just need an actual physical address for them to be able to send out that PIN verification. So you'll be able to get that there, though, right?
Yes.
Okay. Great. So then let's go. So what are going to be your hours of operation?
We start at 8 in the morning, and sometimes we go till 5 o'clock in the afternoon or later.
Okay, and is that going to be Monday through Sunday, Monday through Friday?
Monday to Friday.
Okay. And we are going to make you a website for your company. Do you guys have a logo for your company already, or do you want us to create one?
The only logo we have, really, is R&D.
Okay. Okay. And then do you do emergency calls?
Yes.
Okay. And do you also, what forms of payment do you take? Cash, card, Zelle, Cash App, Venmo?
I don't know anything about Cash App or PayPal or anything like that.
We normally take checks or cash.
Checks or cash. Okay. So, and then the best way to get a hold of you is going to be phone, text, email, all the above, just phone, text.
Phone and text.
Okay. And then so...
My phone, you can ask my husband. My phone don't leave my hand.
Okay, great. And then the services that you're offering, obviously remodels, kitchen, painting, you kind of do handyman services, right?
Yes.
We do it all.
The only thing we do not do is electrical. You need to speed up a little bit and pay attention to what you do.
Electrical.
And plumbing. And...
Okay. So you just don't do electrical and plumbing?
He said he does small plumbing jobs.
Oh,
like
small
if we got to go get equipment to dig, we don't do that because you don't know what's under the ground.
Okay. And, okay, so then for the billing, it's going to be for that address, or is the billing going to be under the P.O. box?
Under the P.O. box.
Okay, so what is that address then?
P.O. Box 1350, Rose Pine,
mm-hmm.
70659.
Seven. Oh.
Where are you going to put a windshield wipers on?
Okay. And then... is it, so the card you're going to be using, is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, Discover?
American Express.
Okay.
No, baby. It's a MasterCard.
Oh, a MasterCard. Okay. One second. Let me get that. Where are you guys headed right now? Are you headed to a job? Sounds like you're driving.
We're headed to go give a bid on a job.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Is that, just someone that you've worked for before, or what?
No, we actually found them on Facebook.
Oh, nice. Okay, great. That's great. Hold on. One second.
Yeah, the lady on Facebook advertising for a contractor, and
Okay. Well, that will be the great thing later on when you guys want to add the Facebook ads. Definitely let them know that's something you're going to want to do. Okay. So, and then the card you're using, so when you give me that card number, go ahead and give it to me 4 digits at a time, and I'll repeat it back to you.
Is this going to come off automatically once a month?
Yes, but you'll be able, so I'll read a voice verification with you. If you want to change the date on what day that is, you can always call in and let us know. But if for some reason at any time you want to stop, Deborah, you can always let you contact customer support 3 days before your next billing is due. Okay. And there are seasonal pauses. You can do a seasonal pause for up to 3 months. It's really better to just kind of keep the program going to keep your company on the first page of Google. But, you know, if you're not doing work or you're out of work or something like that, you can always do, like, a seasonal pause for about 3 months, okay?
Okay.
So, all right. So I'm ready whenever you are.
5198-3500. Okay.
Uh-huh.
1019.
019. Uh-huh.
7846.
7846. Okay. And then the expiration?
325.
And then the 3-digit code on the back?
590.
590. Okay. So, like I said, the next thing that I'm going to do with you is read what's called the voice verification. So as I'm walking you through that, if you have any questions or you don't understand anything, just go ahead and, you know, say, hey, Jesse, I don't get that, and I'll rephrase that, okay? So it's mostly just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. We also are going to send you everything in writing as well. So
okay.
Here we go.
Before you start, I got a question for you.
Sure.
What is the purpose of windshield wipers cleaning the top of your vehicle?
Well, what do you mean? The windshield wipers, they don't clean the top of your vehicle, right?
Mine does.
Oh, yours does? Mine does.
Mine does.
What kind of
mine
car
does.
Do
mine's halfway off.
Oh. Did you put on extra lawn?
No, I don't know. I think we just got them. They're old and wore out, and it's time to change them. And we never think about it until it's raining.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Right when you need them the most, right, is when you think about it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm ready to listen.
Okay, no problem. So, Deborah, so welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. This is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Name of the business is R&D Candyman and Remodeling Services.
Okay, please state your name and title within the business.
Deborah R. Clement, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. So, Deborah, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you, Deborah, agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, so Deborah, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of 4/13/22 and the non-refundable amount of $199. This will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 13th in the amount of $199. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I just got one question. So how much money is coming out of the bank today?
$199.
Okay. What was the 413 for?
Oh, it's just today's date.
Oh.
You know, you're actually not the only person that has asked me that. Maybe I'm just wording it wrong because that's you're definitely not.
I'm
the only.
A refined blonde.
it's just April 13th. Maybe I should just say the month and day. Today and April 13th. So you do agree to those renewal and cancellation terms, right, Deborah?
Yes.
Okay, great. So, and I just want to go over exactly how this is going to work. First off, you are going to get your reporting dashboard. So within 1 to 3 days, we're going to do your client interview, okay? So that's going to be where they're going to do the content editing, quality control, get you your URL. So I'll set that up with you after I go through this. Within 5 to 7 days, you're going to get your reporting dashboard. Now, Deborah, this is an analytics system where you'll be able to see the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, and even the location of the searches that are performed. So in addition to this, we can also track how many phone calls you receive from new clients. And if you want to add keywords, run promotions, or change any of your content, you can do that with the assistance of your account management team. Okay? So that will be... And then from 7 to 14 days, we're going to get your website up and running, as well as getting your directory submissions. So then from 30 to 45 days, everything is really going to ramp up and be seen over on the first page of everything, okay? So that's exactly how it's going to work. So let's go ahead and set up your client interview now. So let's see.
Highway 26. I'm listed.
No, I was just looking what I have available. So do you have tomorrow, let's see, how about from 1 to 2? Are you available then?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so just expect to receive a phone call, Deborah, from an 877 number, and it'll be from 1 to 2. So the whole phone call is not going to take an hour. It just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody else before you. You know, it'll take about 20 to 30 minutes, okay?
And then
just let them know that, you know, as of right now, you don't have the money for it, but eventually you want to be doing the Facebook ads, okay?
Okay.
So... let's see here. So I'm going to go ahead and send you a couple of things. First off, I'm going to send you a 6-minute YouTube video of exactly how the program, or the analytics system works. I'm also going to send you my extension and phone number just in case you have any other questions. You should have received one text message, though. It says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Do you see that one? If you need me to send it again, I can do that, too.
Thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Okay. You see that link there, Deborah? Where it says, my Local Splash terms, and it has your phone number?
Yes.
Press on that link for me. Go ahead and put me on speakerphone and press on that link.
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I'm looking at the wrong thing. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. You sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. click here.
Yeah, press that. So this is taking you to your invoice, right? This is the terms and conditions, everything that we talked about in writing, right? You see,
okay.
You see where it says local splash terms of experience, right? You see that, right? At
yes.
the top. Okay, so go ahead and scroll to the bottom of that for me, or go to the bottom of it, and where you see the little white box that says I certify that I'm authorized holder and signer of the credit card, press that little white box, and then where it says, it has the orange box that says sign, put in your name, and then press confirm signature.
Right here. Confirm signature. Okay. I certify that I am the authorized. Okay. Oops. Confirm signature. It ain't doing nothing. Signature does not match.
Okay. Did you put your signature just like it says above it, Deborah R. Clemens?
No.
Okay, yeah, it's just put it in just exactly how it says above it, please.
Click here and type your name. Okay, click the little box. Hang on a minute, buddy. I'm trying to get him directions to something.
Sure.
Let's see. Okay, now you're on 26. You're going to go down here to, let me turn this up so you can hear it. Okay, I'm back.
Okay. So just let me know when you're able to confirm that.
Okay, let's see here. Go back to text message. Click on that. And I click on the box that says I certify that I'm authorized user.
Yes, you click that box, okay. The little white box. Yeah.
Got it. This is your side of the road. You got 12 feet. That is not your side of the road. They have 12 feet.
I pay taxes on both of them.
You do not live in Bull Rock Hills.
Oh, my God. I pay taxes on both sides.
Your name is R. Swimming, and then I'm going to sign it. Let me get out of the way. It was, well, I was wondering when you were going to stop to fix that thing from painting the hood and the roof. I see signature, and I see to agree, please electronically sign.
Right, so the little orange box, just right, Deborah R. Clemens, just how it appears, and don't put any spaces after Clemens. And then right below it, it'll say confirm signature, just press that after you put in your name.
It ain't doing that.
What is it saying when you press confirm signature?
Signature does not match. Okay, I see the signature, and it says to agree by typing your name. I did that. Deborah R.
I mean, I didn't spell it wrong, did I? Your last name is C-L-E-M-M-O-N-S, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, what are you doing, trying to knock me out of the truck?
With M-M-O-N. All right. Got the date, and then it says confirm signature.
Yeah, press that.
And I push on it. And it don't do nothing.
It doesn't do anything?
No. Oh, now it's going somewhere.
Okay.
I'm going to have to get him to sit here for a little bit because I'm lazy. You're already a little bit.
Well, we're almost done. Did it take you to a username and login?
No, I lost you completely.
Oh, no. Deborah. Deborah?
Hello? Yeah?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Did it take you to a username and login?
Yes.
Okay, bookmark that for me.
How do you bookmark?
Do you have an iPhone or an Android?
Android.
Okay, I'm not totally sure how to bookmark on an Android because I have an iPhone. Just, do you know how to save websites? Hello? Deborah? Oh.